Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. The text is a portion of the second lesson just read, chapter 1 of the 1st John, verses 8 and 9, this time reading from the Revised Standard Version. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Those are the words of Holy Scripture. If I were to ask you which words are the most difficult for you to say, you would probably begin by listing technical terms, foreign words, maybe even Hebrew and Greek vocabulary terms, or words that have caused you trouble in a test, pen, paper, lecture, or even conversation. In the spiritual realm, the most difficult words, however, are simple words which are placed in particular combinations, such as, I am sorry, I repent, forgive me, I forgive you. The text speaks of man's need for repentance and for the assurance of God's forgiveness. The text points to our need before God to say, I am sorry, I repent, forgive me. As sinners, we need to hear God say, I forgive you for the sake of Jesus Christ. He shed his blood for you. Our human pride does not want us to admit that we have done wrong. Our pride does not want us to acknowledge that we have sinned against our fellow men and against God himself. Yet John, writing under inspiration, says, if we say we do not have sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And again in verse 10, John repeats, if we say we have not sinned, we make him, God, a liar, and his word is not in us. Through the law, the Holy Spirit urges people and enables people to repent. The repentance to which the scriptures point is more than feeling sorry that you got caught, like the proverbial child with his hand in the cookie jar. Through the very invitation to repent, the Holy Spirit would lead us to acknowledge our unworthiness and our complete sinfulness before the Holy God. He would move us to plead with God to forgive us in such words as, O Lord God, forgive me, a lost and condemned creature. Forgive me, a sinner. As human beings, we know how difficult it is to forgive those who have injured and harmed us. We are tempted to respond to those who say, forgive me, with, sure, I forgive you, but under our breath, maybe to say, but just wait. My turn will come, I'll get even with you. Fortunately, our God is not like that. John writes, if we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us, the believers, from all sins. The Holy Spirit offers us the pardon and the forgiveness earned and won by Jesus Christ through His suffering and death on the cross. To our forgiveness, God says, I forgive you. As John's epistle also indicates, God's intent is that His forgiveness in Jesus Christ would influence and move us as Christians to seek the forgiveness of those whom we may have hurt and injured by our words and actions. He would have us learn to say and to mean it, I am sorry, forgive me. To those who seek our pardon and forgiveness, God would have us learn to say and also to mean it, I forgive you. Forgive and forget. In His agony on the cross, Jesus prayed for us when He said, Father, forgive them. In the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, He included the petition, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. May the Holy Spirit, through God's law and gospel, lead us daily to repent of our sins, to find forgiveness in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and to forgive each other as God in Christ has pardoned and forgiven us. In Jesus' name, amen.